All right, let's get started then. This is the final session between or before your lunchtime, I'm guessing. So you should have a lot and lots of energy left for listening one more session. My name is Johanna Eloranta. I come from the Student and Academic Services. And I'm here to tell you a little bit about course enrollment and study planning in our Study Information System, SISU. Basically, two things I would like you to remember after this session. First one is how to make a simple study plan in SISU in order to enroll for courses, and then a thing about enrollment that I would like you to remember. I'm not going to tell you yet what it is, but let's get cracking. So first, this is what your SISU roughly looks like. You have your university username and passwords. Yes, yes, excellent. And once you get those, it'll take overnight for them to get activated in SISU. So if you got them yesterday, then you should be able to log into SISU today or tomorrow at the latest. But if you got them today, then and you won't be able to log into SISU just yet, don't worry, wait overnight and then it should be possible. But this is what your front page looks like. So basically, SISU is a system that combines study planning and course enrollment. And the main idea is that you plan first and then you enroll. And this is the case for both degree program students and exchange students. And I'm guessing that today you are mostly exchange students, yes? So we're going to focus on the exchange student point of view. But if there's someone here who's a master's program student, then the same principles apply for you too. In order to enroll for courses in SISU, you have to create a simple study plan. This won't take a lot of your time, but it's a requirement that the system has for you. So if we go back here, then you probably can't see very well, but on the top line on the pink, for you it looks, it's a black block over there. There's a structure of studies link on your left. You click that and then something like this happens. So SISU helps you to create your study plan by offering you a study plan template that is based on your study right within the university. And if you are an exchange student, then your template will be named something like Exchange Education in Jyväskylä University School of Business and Economics or something else. And the correct template is chosen for you based on your study right already here under My Educations, so you don't need to change that. Also, don't change the curriculum period. That should be 2019-20. And you can change the name, though, if you want to name it in a way that you would like to name it. And then just click Create. So this is very quick and easy. And then you have already created your study plan. And here you can actually see that the black block on the top, the structure of studies, is active. So this is where your study plan is located in the system. And the easiest way to proceed to course enrollment, so actually registering for the courses, is to add the courses in your study plan. And how this happens is that you will, in your study plan, you will have a structure similar to this. So you have lots of headlines there. And by clicking each headlines, you can find what kind of courses are offered for you. So as you can see here, I've clicked the Master Studies in Accounting section, and I can see that there are three courses that I can choose from here. So you should, basically you will be choosing the same courses that you have in your learning agreement, but sometimes there might be changes in your or real life might be different than your learning agreement, or it might be similar, but if there are changes, if you're going to do something else in addition to your learning agreement, for example, you can find the courses that are offered in here. One of the main points that I would like to make today is that please go through each headline and see what courses are offered in each section before using so-called free edit mode. So there is a free edit mode for changes that are exceptional that you can discuss with your people from your degree or your from your degree, well, not degree program since you're exchange students, but from your department or faculty, so the staff, international staff there, or staff helping international students. So those changes you can do through free edit mode, so changes that you've discussed with your study counselor. But otherwise, you should be able to find the courses that that are offered for you in the structure. So this is a new system with us, and past semester we noticed that there was some kind of overuse of the free edit mode. So if you go through the whole structure, you should be able to find all the courses offered. If the course that you're looking for is not there, then you can contact your study counselor, your department or faculty, and ask about that, and then use the free edit mode to add it into your study plan. But main line is that everything offered should be here. You can find more information. So that was my first point of today. I'm kind of underlining it here. So this one was the first one. And then we move on. You can find more course information by clicking the blue code of each course, and you will see something like this. So there's course information first on the info section here, and then on the completion method section you can find whether this course is actually taught this semester. And you can find more course details over there, so click the arrow, and more information will open up. And this is also the path that you should be taking in order to enroll for the course. So you click the information of the course in your study plan, and then click the add button here. And the second point of today comes here. Adding a course in your study calendar doesn't yet mean that you've enrolled. So this is important to notice. It's the way SISU works is that you first add courses in your study calendar, which helps you to plan your schedule for the spring term in your case. So that you first add them into your calendar so that you can actually see how your schedule looks like and whether it's possible for you to take those courses or if there are overlappings or things like that. And then you choose the courses and the sub-study groups that you enroll. So do notice that just adding it in your calendar is not enrolling just yet. And then this is what your study calendar looks like. And I don't have much stuff in mine here. So basically you will have more. And if you take a closer look on the right, you can see that there are different tabs in your calendar. The one that is active here, enrollment, consists of courses you have added in your calendar. So you were in your study plan, you opened up the course information sheet, and then you clicked add here. You went into your calendar, and you have those courses that you've added in your calendar. You have them listed in here. There's also a section, teaching not selected, the top one. And that one includes courses you have selected in your study plan, but you haven't added them into your calendar. So you have selected them in your study plan and they're there, but you didn't click the add button just yet. So that's another route you can take to enrollment. But first you need to add the course in your study plan, and then you can either proceed through the study plan by opening up the course information sheet and adding the course there, or through here, Teaching Not Selected tab. And another one that you have there is Finished Courses, and that obviously contains the courses that you have already completed and that have ended. You shouldn't have much there just yet, I think. And then you can also filter here in the enrollment section based on the enrollment status. So once you get it within the system, you can click those to filter the results, but you can read, I trust, so you can use that one as well for your own needs. When you wish to enroll for a course, you should use this enrollment tab, and then you have the courses listed here, so the colorful blocks below, and each of them has a status information line. So for example, the first one is saying select your preferred groups and enroll for the course. So that one is telling you that you haven't actually enrolled for this course just yet, so it's waiting for your enrollment. You have just added the course into your calendar. And then you click to open the study group selection and in order to enroll. This is what the Teaching Not Selected tab looks like. So these were the courses that I had added in my study plan but hadn't added into my calendar just yet. So this was the route number 2 that you can take. And the similar add button can be found here, as you previously saw in the information sheet. And again, going back to the whole idea of the system is to plan your schedule. So if there are several study groups, like subgroups, some courses do, not all of them, but some do have several study groups that you can choose from. So for example, there are 3 optional groups and you should choose one. Then you can add or show the schedule and the events of that study group in your calendar by clicking the button there. The red circle shows you where. And compare the schedules and see how it fits the schedules of your other courses and see if there's overlapping going on or not. And then based on what your schedule looks like, you choose the suitable study groups by clicking where the yellow circle shows preferred group right now. You should, if there are options given, there are also instructions on how to choose. So for example, in this case, select one preferred group and possible suitable groups. So you will be selected in one of the optional groups, and you should select at least one preferred group, and you can also select others that are suitable for your schedule. So you can tell to the system which one you would prefer, but if there's room in your schedule and you're afraid that you're not going to fit into the preferred group, then if there are other possible groups that you could also attend, then you can let the system know and make sure you get selected for the teaching. And once you're happy with your group selections and your calendar and your schedule, then there's an enroll button, and you have to enroll for each course individually, so make sure that you enroll for all the courses that you intend to. Once you've clicked enroll, then it will be shown here what your situation is. Enrollment mostly, or the students for the courses mostly are not selected based on who enrolls quickest or first. So there usually are other criteria. And based on that criteria, SISU will tell you what your situation in enrollment is for each course. So for example, in some cases it might be that SISU is telling you that some requirements are not fulfilled and you cannot be selected for this course. So for example, if the course is only intended for students of a certain field and you are not a student of that certain field, then it tells you that, okay, sorry, this is not for you. But if you think that there is a mistake there, so for example, SISU is claiming that you don't have a study right, even though you obviously do, then you can contact us and we'll figure it out for you. If everything is working out great, then you will, or SISU will look like something like on the left, bottom left. So if enrollment period ended now, you would be selected. Your situation is looking fine. And once the enrollment ends, your enrollment has been confirmed and teaching is ongoing. So you just go ahead and participate then. Okay. Help and instructions. We have SISU instructions in Finnish and in English as well, so you can use the ones that you're more comfortable with. And language selection in SISU system happens by clicking your name and then under there. So if that has been hard to find, then that's where you will find it. And there's also a support request form that you can send to us, or you can contact us through email sisu-info, and we will help you. The things that we cannot help you with are questions like whether I can add this to my learning agreement, or whether this is a course suitable for my study plan as a student of X. So this is a technical support help desk. So please remember that your department staff will be able to help you with the questions that you have related to the course contents and things like that. So the two things that I wanted to tell today were, one, once you've made your study plan, please go through all the headlines to see what courses there are being offered before using free edit mode. So free edit mode is there for you to use, but only for specific occasions. So don't go ahead and use that without going through the whole structure first. And then two, please remember that adding a course in your calendar is not enrolling just yet. So adding a course in your calendar means that you can see what your schedule looks like and then choose the courses and subgroups that you wish to attend and enroll for those. If you're unsure of which it is told in the calendar though, but if you still feel unsure about which courses you have enrolled for, there's in your own information, so under my profile that you can see there on your right, you can find information, a list on all the courses that you have enrolled for. So if it's somehow difficult to manage with the calendar and all the tabs and everything, then there's a simple list that you can check to make sure that you've enrolled for everything that you attended to. Right. There are some links here. The friendly folks of international staff will be sharing all of this with you, so you can come back to this and see the links. And it's also quite nicely found just by Googling, so, or it's quite easy to find like that as well. So if you have problems, please do contact don't feel left alone. Your tutors have also been using, so this is, as I already, I think I mentioned, this is a new system that we're using, but your tutors have been using it for the past fall semester already for themselves, so we are getting more comfortable and confident with the system, all of us at the university. So I think we will be just fine. And if you have any problems, please don't hesitate to contact. I think that's it. If you have any questions, I'm pretty quick. No, not just yet, at least. Yeah, so you just contact us. And for information on the actual contents of the courses, then please contact your department or faculty. Elisa, did you have something you wanted to say before lunch? Elisa wants to say that it's lunchtime.